This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, classes at the Wesley Hall Junior Primary School resume for part of the day today. Prime Minister Motley announces a $100,000 football competition. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists pleased to see greater opportunities for local artists this year. The National Disabilities Unit receives 95 canes for the visually impaired. A decision on Vibes Cartel's retrial to be handed down in July. And Russian President Vladimir Putin makes his first visit to North Korea in more than two decades. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Classes at the Wesley Hall Junior School will resume for all students for part of the day. This was stated in a release by the Ministry of Education 2 days after the majority of teachers called in sick. The release said that the school will close at 1:30 p.m. today to facilitate a meeting between staff and the ministry, and they have advised parents to collect their children by 2 p.m. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has announced a $100,000 football competition that will kick off next month. Speaking on VOB's Mason and Guest program, Ms. Motley revealed that the Prime Minister's challenge begins on July 1st, and she says this competition will demonstrate government's investment in sports.
We've chosen to use that of the season football period to work with the Barbados Football Association and to create a $100,000 prize for the winner, and then prizes thereafter coming down, but paying them for each game, because we recognize that when a fella finishes, the fact that he has something that he can go and help buy something, regardless of what will add to his earning capacity, we should encourage it.
Meantime, Ms. Motley commented on the West Indies cricket team and their improvement during the T20 World Cup so far.
The things that I saw in New Zealand that I wanted to see corrected, I saw a better team turn up last night. And I think the point that Ralph made with respect to the head being used, but the truth is that the objective is victory. Entertainment is secondary. And if the objective is victory, then head must be used. Mm-hmm. And with respect to that, you can't have both sides hitting out all the time and at risk of losing your top half. And then you have nothing left to be able to play with when you get in the last 5-6 overs. So I must tell you that I still feel that Shea Hope should be retained. I still feel that perhaps I would bring him in to open.
Also speaking on Mason and Guest, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, says the team has to make some difficult decisions.
Having looked carefully at the manner in which the West Indies team has been building up, even though we still have weaknesses, our strengths are coming to the fore. And I think it's going to take a good team to beat us. I think we can't be complacent. The selectors have some difficult choices to make. Are they going to bring back, they're going to leave out Shai Hope and bring in his compatriot from Barbados,
Roston Chase?
On more than one occasion, including in this competition, he has found it in him to help to take us over the line. We must not underrate that, underestimate that.
Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter, is pleased that greater opportunities are being given to local artists this year to showcase their talents. He says while there's an increase in the number of events being held this crop over season, he wants artists to be trained in order to be better able to promote their brands and hired to perform.
There is an increase of events. When you look at the calendar, doesn't end in the first week of August. The calendar goes all the way down to the end of August. Several things happening this year. There are increased opportunities, even apart from the facts, for artists to showcase their talent and for their music to be ventilated. It's the 50th anniversary of Cropover, so there are increased events from the NCF. Cropover Sweet Lines have started, and you're seeing a variety of artists appearing on these shows. I think it is incumbent upon us, or association like ours, to ensure that we equip and train the artists in simple things like, you know, their branding and marketing, to make sure that they promote themselves effectively. Because I think once you have a popular song, it'll be very difficult for any promoter not to want to include you on the show.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. Cultural officer with the National Cultural Foundation, responsible for music, Kevin Moore, says he's pleased with what he's been hearing so far in the early stages of the Cropover Festival. Speaking on the sidelines of the launch of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch Competition, Mr. Moore said he's happy to see the large number of new artists and returning artists this season. He explained that the NCF is ready to assist new artists in developing their performances.
We have an exciting season ahead of us. There's a lot of new music out, a lot of new artists. I'm happy to see a lot of the persons who came to Junior Monarch progressing to the senior level, recording music, putting music out there. All of the former Monarchs and Junior Monarch contestants are still in the arena. There are other people who just jump in the arena as adults, and there's a lot of new artists, and as I said, new music, new ideas coming forward. And of course, the National Cultural Foundation is willing to work with all of them and to get their product up to where it needs to be.
Cultural officer with the National Cultural Foundation, responsible for music, Kevin Moore. The National Disabilities Unit has received 95 canes for the visually impaired. The donation came from a visually impaired Barbadian who works with Lighthouse Central Florida, Samuel Burke. Mr. Burke described the different types of canes that were donated.
There are about 75 of the falling variety canes in varying sizes from about 3 feet to about 5 feet, with the sections being collapsible for easy access in like public transportation and mobility. And then there are about 20 or so of the supportive canes that persons can use, like when they're walking around, instead of just having the flexible canes, they can have the supportive canes for just, as it says, just for support purposes.
Samuel Burke. And director of the National Disabilities Unit, John Hollingsworth, highlighted the significance of the donation.
We know that in Barbados, 16% of persons with disabilities are actually people who are blind. And that represents the highest category of persons with disabilities. And of that number, 10% are over age 65. We recognize, too, that not only the canes will go towards these persons who are blind, but those who have some other kinds of visual impairments. And therefore, I can't say enough how much we thank you for this very kind gesture.
Director of the National Disabilities Unit, John Hollingsworth. Vendors at the Fairchild Street Market are complaining about flooding at the facility that they say is disrupting business. Shondell Franklin, who runs a stall in the market, says that she experienced a significant loss in sales last week due to flooding. She adds that the authorities promised to investigate the matter on Thursday, which would cause further losses for the business.
At Friday, it was the worst. The water started flowing. Flood with the stop. It affected 6 stalls. We had to stop doing what we was doing because we can't fry and do anything or cook in that sort of water. I had on a pair of socks. I had to throw my socks. And one guy came here, and all he said just now is that they're going to come on Thursday and dig up the grill. So therefore, Thursday now, I out of my food sales. And no one come and say, well, okay, y'all had this sort of losses. What are we going to do for y'all? Nothing.
That's Shondell Franklin, who is a vendor in the Fairchild Street Market. Entertainers Vybz Kartel, Sean Storm, and their co-accused will have to wait until July to hear if they will be retried. Yesterday, during the hearing in the Court of Appeal, Justice Marva MacDonald Bishop announced the rebuttal of defense attorneys is at Buchanan and John Clark. The justice said it is imperative that the court not only hand down a judgment, but also provide reasons for its decisions. MacDonald Bishop noted that the court is mindful of Vybz Kartel's illness and will expedite the process, possibly setting aside other cases already before the court. She ended the session by extending commendations to the prosecution and defense for their work throughout the process. And finally, as Russian President Vladimir Putin makes his first visit to North Korea in more than 2 decades, his focus is widely seen to be on securing ongoing support for his grinding war in the Ukraine. Putin ramped up his outreach to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last year as his weapons stockpile dwindled and munitions and missiles have flowed from the country to Russia since the landmark summit between the two leaders in September. Recapping the headlines. Classes at the Wesley Hall Junior School resume for part of the day today. Prime Minister Motley announces a $100,000 football competition. Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists pleased to see greater opportunities for local artists this year. The National Disabilities Unit receives 95 canes for the visually impaired. A decision on Vibes Cartel's retrial to be handed down in July. And Russian President Vladimir Putin makes his first visit to North Korea in more than two decades. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.